everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every single day talking about HR with the folks that are out there getting it done. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Well, let's get to our guest as quickly as possible because she is going to bring the brilliance today. So some good conversation coming up. Crystal Miller, welcome back to Drive Through HR.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back. I think it's been almost a year.
My gosh, that is amazing that time flies so quickly. In fact, pre-show we were talking that June is like a really busy month for a lot of folks in HR for a lot of different reasons, but it's almost like it's one big day. There's not like 30 days. It's one big day, June feels like. So it's good that we can, have reference points to figure out Monday, Tuesday, which week it is, things like that, right?
For sure. And DriveThru definitely helps with that. So thank you.
Well, if you would, let's kick it off. Introduce yourself, and then we'll kind of roll into what's top of mind with you.
Absolutely. So my name is Crystal Miller. You can find me online at V1Crystal, TheOneCrystal. Pretty much on any platform, so that makes that a little bit easier. I work with a company called Branded Strategies. We are a digital advertising firm. We help companies build better brands to attract the people that they need to connect to their consumer brand in a way that's authentic and help their workforce share the story, especially.
Well, that is good elevator pitch. I like it. It's what you do, who you are, all those good things. So take us into your world. What's kind of top of mind for you today?
Well, I am glad you asked. We're actually, today's a big day for not just me or Branded Strategies, but for all of us that are part of the Sherm social media team. We've including you, actually. We are doing an initiative called Sherm Kickball Tweetathon. So hashtag Sherm Kickball for No Kid Hungry, which is a great organization. It's an initiative, rather, from the organization Share Our Strength, and they're committed to helping end childhood hunger in America. Which, when you think about it, I mean, part of what people connect to in HR, in consumer side, anything, people connect to companies when they give to people. And it's this whole idea of connected capitalism using the social influence that a business has and the products that they sell to be able to do good. And we're doing that with No Kid Hungry. So Dovetail Software and Dwayne Lee actually came up with the idea. Dice Tech Jobs joined in, House of Brew, and Be the Change. So there's a lot of organizations. I just got a message from People Report and Joni Doolin that they're adding to the contest that Branded Strategies is running today, where if you retweet one of the contest tweets that we have out on the Branded Strategy hashtag, or not hashtag, handle, rather, or from me, V1Crystal, and then follow Branded Strategy, you're entered to win One Night Out, which there's two prizes now. Thank you, People Report and Joni Dolan. One is a $50 in gift certificates to CPK, or they can request to switch to a different restaurant if there's not one in their location, with $50 in Fandango movie cards and $25 in iTunes cards. And then we also have a $100 gift certificate to, I think it was Ted's Grill. I have a blog post on it at v1crystal.com. So if you go there, you can see it, or you can just get on Twitter, hashtag Sherm Kickball, and see it all. So we would love it if people would participate.
It's such an amazing cause, and definitely Dwayne Lay, just shout out, Dovetail Software, just everybody that's involved in pulling off the event in Chicago. I mean, I'm really excited. I didn't partake in the first one, which was a hockey game, and which was in Atlanta last year, which was amazing from what I heard and the pictures I saw. So this year, we're on the whole involved, and so everybody jump on the hashtag, let's rock this thing today, and just continue to do some really good work with that. I mean, seriously, Share the Strength, I mean, it's a really good organization that delivers, again, delivers back what is supposed to be delivered to the people who need it the most. And they do a direct line with stuff, and that makes the world a difference. For me personally, to get involved with something, it's got to be like that. Okay, I give it here, and it gets right there, you know, as quickly as possible. So, and this is one that I truly believe in, lots of good people involved. So, well, that is fantastic.
It is.
So roll with it. Let's continue on all the good things that that you're involved with.
Well, that's going to be the one that I'm really excited about talking about today, other than saying that I am definitely excited to be part of the Sherm 13 social media team and helping people understand that there are resources available to tap into while they're at Sherm, like the Sherm Store. You know, we go to these conferences, and sometimes there'll be bookstores or resources that we can grab into. We don't necessarily understand why it makes sense to purchase from the Sherm Store as opposed to Barnes & Noble or the conference bookstore as opposed to, you know, anywhere else at the State Sherm Conference or whatnot. And, you know, the Sherm Store does a lot of good, and they try very hard to make sure that they've got the resources that we need in order to be able to effectively do our job in HR and recruiting and recruitment marketing. So I'm excited. They have a ton of titles and resources in this year, so I'd encourage anyone going to Sherm 13 to stop by, check it out, tweet me if you have any questions, or Sherm Store at SHRMSTORE. Andy Kale runs that, and it should be great.
Perfect. So kind of to jump in, I want to know a little bit more. I know we'll kind of jump into some of the other things that are going on around the session you did at Summer Brain Camp, which was, you know, very well received. And actually, Nisha can speak to a little more of that because she was actually there within the session. But I want to know, kind of go back to about 30,000 feet. What are some of the things that you see going on currently in the industry? I mean, what are some just highlights that you're like, maybe shake your head and go, huh? That's interesting.
Well, you know, for the last 2 years, it's been get on social, be on social. You need to recruit on social. You know, it's been a push to just get people there, right? So as we get more people there, there's a there's this trend of, okay, we're here, now what? And so there's still a lot of just post and pray, slap stuff off, let's just see, disconnected voices, disconnected messaging, because people are just putting stuff up. And you know, when you're the lone recruiter, if you're on the agency side, it's not anything I would recommend for you, but you can get away with that a little bit more when you're part of a team and you're part of a brand that is representative of another brand. I mean, your employer brand is the promises of what you're going to make as an employer, right? But it's connected to your consumer brand, so it can't just really be out there all on its lonesome. There seems to be a growing chasm, if you will, of disconnect between those two brand voices. And what it leads to is a really interesting and confusing candidate experience that we probably need to address sometime soon, like now.
Cool. Well, I was there at your session at Summer Brand Camp where you talked about best HR practices in the social world. And one of the questions that came up on my mind is, you know, the power to define and control a brand is shifting from corporations to individuals and then communities and all. So with one of the examples that we have seen with Taco Bell last week, you know, a social media policy is not just enough, but to conduct a social media training as well, I think so. So what's your take on how can an organization prepare better to avoid any potential disaster like what happened with them?
Which company? I'm sorry, I missed the company.
Taco Bell.
Okay. So let's start with you can't 100% insulate yourself from social disaster. I mean, because the reality is you've got a lot of people that are talking about your brand. Some of them you can control, a lot of them you can't. What you can do is put together best practices, create a strategy, and document what that is so that everybody's on the same page. So what that would look like is, yes, as a company as a whole, an organization, you need to have a social media policy, which adopts and explains, this is our stance on social, this is how we represent ourselves, this is what we expect of our employees, this is what's within the rules, and this is what's without. Understanding that you can't really control your employees on social. You can really more or less do what William says, don't be dumb self. Don't be stupid. But explain what don't be stupid means to your company. Once you have that policy in place, then really what needs to happen is your marketing team and your HR team need to kind of work together and establish social operating procedures, and just standard operating procedures for how you're going to conduct yourself online, websites, social sites, whatever it may be, so that your tone and your brand message, they're cohesive. You know, it makes sense. And you don't see that. Quite often you'll see, or you don't see that enough. Quite often you'll see a company where they've got a very relaxed, fun employer brand, and their company brand doesn't match that at all. You know, or, you know, I like to kind of poke fun of the Abercrombie and Fitch stuff right now, because that's really interesting on both sides of the coin. You know, you've got someone going off and talking about the company, and it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't, it's not related to any kind of good practice. So put it in writing. How are you going to do this? What are you going to do? How are you going to engage on these panels? Once you have those rules in place, it's going to make your life a lot easier. Now, from there, it's just training, making sure that the people that are doing it day-to-day, they know how to use your platforms, how to engage, what kind of messages you want them to be telling people. You know, do you want them to have conversations? Do you want to just do push messaging, you know, where you're sending out info but you're not really engaging back? Both are fine, but you have to choose. You can't really flop back and forth, because it sets up really unrealistic and disconnected expectations with the candidates that you're trying to engage.
Nice. So for those who are listening live, and then for those who missed your session at Summer Brand Camp, can you talk a little bit about how to use social media to positively impact employee engagement and become an employer of choice?
Nisha, I'm sorry, it broke up. What?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, so for those who missed your session at Summer Brand Camp, can you take us through a brief preview of your session on how to use social media to positively impact employee engagement and become an employer of choice?
Sure. So, I mean, when you talk about employee engagement, what you're doing is you're talking about extending the promise that you made to a candidate and how you engaged with them, often socially, during the recruiting process past the point of hire. I mean, McKinsey put a survey out. It's like $1 billion in untapped revenue that companies can harness through the use of social tools for employee engagement. That's huge. When you think about it. And so what does that mean? It means using collaborative tools. Now, that could be something like a Facebook group. It's probably not, but it could be. Or it could be a Yammer, a SharePoint. There are all kinds of internal social learning and collaboration tools through a variety of companies like Jobs to Web, SuccessFactors. I mean, I can go on, right? So you can look at the different companies that have these things out there and see how to apply it to your company. When you do that, what you're telling your candidates is, the way we found you, through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever the case may be, we're open. This really is who we are, right? That's connected. It feels good. You can also help socialize your employee group to build up your culture. You know, one of the greatest examples I think that people point to on a regular basis is Rackspace. And it scares some employers, because they think that, you know, well, we're not a Rackspace. You know, we're not going to be doing flash dances in the parking lot, and so we don't need to be doing this. But the reality is, they're connected through their social channels to the other employees, and it helps build up their own relationships, and it's part of why their culture is so tight. You don't have to put up silly memes or do flash dance and bomb dances and whatever to be able to utilize social. I mean, it's very much great at helping with employee recognition, so just being able to shoot somebody a note through an internal collaboration tool like Yammer, hey, saw that project today that you turned in, it was fantastic, great job. You know, if we got more kudos like that from our team members and our bosses, our leadership, you hear it all the time, the productivity increases, the engagement increases, the loyalty increases, the tenure increases, the business does better. And that's why you do it.
Cool. So if you look at in the industry, can you name or can you highlight any few companies that does this job pretty much well so that people can go and look out for it and take it as an example?
Sure. So, you know, we talked about Rackspace. We can talk a little bit about SuccessFactors, which is a vendor in the HRI world. They've got a pretty good, very solid, actually, program for employee engagement through social. Love their Facebook page. AT&T is another one that I'm fairly proud of. They have a hashtag on Twitter that's AT&T EMP for their AT&T employees. They have a lot of social initiatives that they put out for philanthropic purposes. Right now they're running AT&T Live Proud, which is part of their they've partnered with the Trevor Project to be able to help raise awareness for equality for the Live Proud movement, which is just phenomenal. So, I mean, those would be two examples that come just right off the cuff. But, you know, honestly, there's hundreds. I would say if the best thing to do, LinkedIn's got a couple of different charts that talk about employer brand and employer engagement, and I would seek those out, look and see who's on them, and just go Google them, see what they're doing.
Perfect. Well, let me grab a quick reset. Everybody listening to Drive-Thru HR, and we've got Crystal Miller on talking about a bunch of different very current topics, just coming off a conference, summer brand camp that we were all at. So out of that event, what was the favorite thing out of that entire event, out of summer brand camp? I'm just curious.
You know, that one's so tough for me. That is my favorite conference, but definitely my top three for each year, because of the kind of content that comes out of that and the way that the relationships are built. It's just so intimate, which is great. But I think this year what probably stood out the most was the session that highlighted Applebee's. And not just Applebee's. It was Applebee's and Taco Bell. Oh, when you talk about great employment social brands, Taco Bell, hello, they're fantastic, Intuit and Sodexo. But the information that was shared by Avery Block, who is Appreciate, and then the number 8 on Twitter, it was so cool to see what they're doing with their brand and how they're reaching out to existing employees, the community at large, and attracting new candidates. I mean, they're sharing stories about some of their franchise owners who are, you know, throwing graduation parties for regional graduates. So, you know, yeah, it costs them money, but it's great goodwill, and what are they doing with that? And, you know, just success stories in the business, but then they're tying the employees back to it. And that's so cool, and we need to do more of it. It's a great example of how to use social. It doesn't always have to be about putting out a job, because when you share parts of who you are, your employer identity, you are attracting candidates that will eventually seek out your jobs, as long as you make them obvious, you know, here's where they are.
Right.
But have a destination strategy.
Right. The and you bring up Avery Block, and I've known Avery. Actually, I knew Avery before, right when she was transitioning from her old employer to Taco Bell, and it's been so amazing. And I talked about this with Avery in a conversation, and it's been amazing to watch her totally kind of immerse in kind of the culture and grow with them and be part of the new strategy. And so it's so cool. And I agree. It's definitely top three for me conferences of the year, Crystal. And so it was cool just to get a perspective of how much she loves the brand, right? It just is, because we had, you know, my favorite session of everything was Greg Creed, the CEO of Taco Bell, kind of talking through, kind of telling the story and talking through everything. I liked his delivery. I liked his style. I know he's a good guy through, like, James Fripp and Avery Block, and everybody just really enjoys working with him, and you know, and how the visions evolve with him being a marketing background has just really upped the game for one of the largest, you know, obviously providers of that, you know, service in the world. And so it was cool to get the global component too, you know, speaking of world, just hearing some of the differences and kind of the approaches and some of the considerations and everything. So it was really another special, summer brain camp. People report Lockbox Intelligence do an amazing job with that event.
This one
did not disappoint. Oh, my gosh.
No, it really does not. And, I'm so glad that they open it up to people. It's for anyone that doesn't know the conference, it's centered around restaurant, retail, and hospitality. But their summer brand camp is opened up to people even outside of that, which has been phenomenal. I mean, because there's so much that you can learn from that. I mean, when you look at people who really have social down, for example, it's going to be your restaurant, retail, fast food, because that's where, casual dining, that's where a lot of that stuff happens. People talk about their experiences, and it started in those areas, and it's branching out, and I love it. And there's so much that we learn every year. But talking about that global component, that raises a question that we got after the session last week, which was, how do we handle the differences in cultures? Because what we can do for the United States, we can't do in India, we can't do in Europe. It's we've got to change the message. And the answer is absolutely you do. And you may end up with more than one employer page. And that's okay. It's as long as there's a connected strategy between the two of them. Because while you're going to have cultural differences and you can't necessarily talk about some of the same issues and initiatives that are going on from country to country or region to region, you will still have an overarching brand that should be the same. I mean, your promise to your employees as an employer shouldn't be an about face from location to location. So I guess my point is connect the messaging.
Yeah, and it's, that's obviously easier, and I guess it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Easier said than done, but it's like culture. Culture is intentional. I love that phrase. It always just hits on point with me, and that's what I see. Not to completely make it a Taco Bell love fest, but and culture is intentional. And so when you pull together a message, it's not always going to be perfect. But at the end of the day, you have your cornerstones, and they really, truly point back to the core values. I'm not sure that's what they call it, but the cornerstones, and that's what they always point back to. And you know what? Over time, they're very consistent in their messaging. And if they're not, they chalk it up to, okay, we tried, we missed the mark, let's do a reset, and let's hit this way, right? And that's the part. I mean, they're a big company, right? So that's the part that I think is cool. That it's very possible because they're a large company, and resources don't help large companies because it's that much more complex. I mean, they have a global brand. They've got, they've got ongoing competition. They've got inter-competitive, which is cool because they have multiple brands that they're internally competing with in the space for people to come in and spend money, per ticket on eating, right? Because with Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pizza Hut and – so it was a cool conversation on how, again, with Avery, talking about how they align kind of their thought leadership within brands. Because they're literally, they sort of do compete, but they don't. They share. And I think that's part of the culture and making sure the brands are aligned with being good companies is that they internally share on a regular basis best practices, great ideas across all their brands. And I thought that was really cool.
Absolutely. I mean, and you nailed it. Intentionality. So, I mean, it has to be intentional. So when you say it's easier than said than done, yes, that's true. Because if everybody could do it, if it was really easy, everybody would do it. And, we would not be having these conversations and I probably wouldn't have a job. But here's the reality of it. We overcomplicate it a lot, partially because we don't dedicate the time that's needed to it. And partially because no one's just said, okay, here's your blueprint. So here's your blueprint. Sit down and write down what your brand promise is. What do you stand for? What is your mission statement? Why are you in business and why are you an employer? Now, once you know that, what are you trying to accomplish? Who are you trying to engage? What matters to them and how do you care for that? And now you've got your messaging. Now, how that's utilized from region to region, is going to be a little bit different based off of cultural sensitivity issues. I mean, you know, and what you're trying to do with each of these business regions, but those messages, the message promise, what you're trying to do overall as an organization, you know, how you're trying to reach people, that doesn't change that much. So, and obviously anybody who has questions, feel free to tweet, email me, whatever, and we'll talk. But that's something that every company could do today, start doing today to improve their employer branding reputation online, to improve their presence.
Well, that is fantastic. So SHRM's coming up. What are some good things to think about for practitioners heading through SHRM? What do you want to share? We've got just a couple minutes left. The floor is yours.
Certainly. So I would say if you hadn't planned on being there for Sunday, you should be. I think Hillary Waddleton is going to be fantastic. If you've not grabbed your business cards, it's not too late. Go to moo.com and you can pick up some really cute conference cards that could actually meet you at the conference. So there's that. Have lots and lots of business cards. Just connect with everybody you can. You never know where that next life-changing conversation is going to happen or career-defining moment. And a lot of that will come from the people that you're able to network with. Take good notes. Take the time to swap cards or swap information with each of your speakers whenever they say anything that really guides you. Ask good questions. Look up in your guidebook, in the handbook, all of the different sessions that you want to go to, and take the time to research out the speaker or the company and see what they're doing so you could ask questions about what they're actually doing as it relates to that session. So if you're going to, you know, a branding session, you can ask, what are some of the challenges you've had with your brand? You know, we saw this when we Googled you. And they should be able to answer questions like that. If they can't, then, you know, maybe that's a good time to follow up. But that's for sure. Go to parties. I mean, the vendors have spent a good deal of time and energy and resources to create social occasions for you. So as much as your feet hurt at the end of the day and you feel like it would just feel good to go back to the hotel, don't. Grab Blogging for Jobs Party Guide on bloggingforjobs.com and see what's there. That's a great place to get to know people. And, again, you never know where that might lead.
Well, fantastic, and excited to be able to see you again so quickly. We have like this huge don't actually get to see you in person, and then bam, in a couple weeks, spend some time again in wonderful wherever we're going to be at, Chicago. Couldn't remember.
Yes.
Again, June is a day. It's not a month anymore. It's one big day. So, well, if you could, Crystal, tell everybody where they can find you and maybe throw out the hashtag for the tweet-a-thon again today. And, my friend, we are out of time.
Absolutely. Okay, you can find me on my website, brandedstrategies.com, plural. You can find me on the blog, b1crystal.com, hashtag for the tweet-a-thon is SHRM, S-H-R-M, kickball. You can also add the handle dovetail and add the handle branded strategy, singular, S-T-R-A-T-E-G-Y, so that you can be entered into our contest. We will announce winners on Monday.
Right on. Well, folks, you've heard it, plural for here, I guess, heard it here. Jump on the tweet-a-thon, support an amazing cause. Lots of practitioners, a buck goes a long ways. So
yep.
Let's all do our part. I know everybody will. Just sometimes it takes a little more focus with that one extra push of a button. So get your dollar in, skip Starbucks today and get multiple dollars in, and it's all good. So, Crystal, thank you so much for lunch with us. And, folks, we are out of here.